We greet also this morning all of you who have come this Sunday morning very warmly to this service. Also all those who are joining us online. Also them, we greet you and we wish us all together God's richest blessing. We are grateful for last night, for the precious word which we heard. We were pointed to this word of prophecy which is being fulfilled before our very eyes. Are we grateful for it? In the scripture, everything is written. God has taken care for everything. Thus, we have heard it last night. This climate change is not bound to a place, but it's globally for all the nations, peoples, visible, feelable. And we recognize by grace what God has done on his people Israel and is still doing with them. We are grateful this morning for that what the Lord has done for us, that he has opened our spiritual eyes, opening our ears to hear, opening our hearts to believe the last message which foreruns his second coming. We have heard it. It was revealed to us. God has given grace. We received it. And we are grateful for it, that we can have part in that what the Lord is doing right now. We are grateful that he has sent his prophet. We are grateful for the ministry which he has put into our midst to give out the spiritual food. Brothers and sisters, these hours are for the purpose so that we are made ready for his soon coming. How did Brother Frank say yesterday? We are not living in the end time, but we arrived at the end of the end time. And the call goes forth, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out. May the Lord use these hours so that we are made ready. We are grateful that the Lord is present because we believe every promise of the scripture. It's for us yes and amen, for the glory of God through us. The song which our brother and sister Schreiber were singing, Amazing Grace, I actually wanted to sing also as a church, but we have heard it now. May the Lord continue to bless us. Now, for a start, let us sing two songs. We start with song number one. I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. Number one. I will sing of my Redeemer. I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing. Father, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Praise and thanks. We are grateful to God for the grace which He has given to us. The Apostle Paul says in his epistle to the Ephesians, by grace we were saved. Because of our faith, not from ourselves, but it's God's gift. As the second song, let us sing song number 14, Showers of Blessing. This is the promise of love. Number 14.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us afar. Showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Mercy drops round us are falling, us of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we are confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Show us a blessing, show us a blessing we need. Of the malice of falling, God for the showers we plead.
Thank you. Praise and thanks. There we can say amen to it. Yesterday he blessed us. And also this morning he will bless us. He is the same. What God says, this happens. That's how it was always. In the beginning God said, let there be light, and there was light. Everything what God says, this happens. Everything what he promised is being fulfilled in those who believe it. To them we belong by his grace. Praise and thanks. We believe with all our hearts that the Lord is present this morning in our midst. May he come to his right with you, with me, with all of us. May he give us what each one of us needs. It's manifold, but the Lord is ready to give it unto us. This morning, I read us a word before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us. From Colossians, chapter 2, from verse 13. Colossians 2, verse 13. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way by nailing it to his cross. And having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. He gave us a complete victory on the cross of Calvary. He took on himself our sins. The handwriting of requirements is torn into pieces. He has written, he nailed it to his cross. Our sins are blotted out. Brothers, sisters, we are free. We are free. This morning, we as sons and daughters are gathered in his presence to draw from the fullness of his grace, to be blessed. Praise and thanks be to him. He did everything for us. Our common prayer is, may the full victory of Calvary be manifested this morning in our midst, in our lives, for the glory of His name. That's what's all about, brothers and sisters. We of course, didn't only come to hear, but we want that the Lord manifests Himself in our midst in a supernatural way, confirming His word, doing the things which He promised to us. May He give strength to His servants, to say this morning what God wants to say us. Are we in expectation? The Lord will not disappoint us. Praise and thanks be to His name. Now we ask Brother Schmidt to pray with us. Let us stand up for it. Great God, looking up to You, not to the mountains, but to You, the living God, we look up in this hour. And we thank You for this wonderful grace, for the privilege which You have given unto us, that we can come together here, coming together, opening ourselves in Your presence. Give also grace this morning that Your blessing, which has come already over us yesterday, You were pointing us to it, and You proved by Your holy word that the time in which we are living is the last time, the end of the end time. We thank You, and we ask You, give us grace, Lord. As we heard last night, when we see these things, then we should look up, for our redemption is drawing near. We thank You that we have come, and that we know the time is here. Your people shall come out, and they are coming out. All who hear it, they will receive, and they will make themselves ready for Your glorious coming. Help us, Lord, also at this place. Help all who are listening worldwide, that we exalt and glorify Your holy name, for You are worthy to receive all the praise and all the worship. Lord, I thank You that You have given me the grace. But, Lord, all of us, we thank You that You have done it for us, Lord Jesus Christ. As we have heard it, the apostle wrote it to the Colossians. Today, this word speaks to us, also to us. You have given the grace, Lord, by grace. You have opened our eyes, opened our hearts. So we ask You, Lord, let us open our mouths to praise You and to exalt Your name. Praise and thanks be to You. Please bless all who are listening now. Bless all who are watching. We ask You, Lord, bless the mouth through which You will speak. Lord, I want to hear. Be merciful to us. And we thank You for everything in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I have to extend greetings before the greetings are read to you. Greetings from the Ukraine, from Russia, from Donetsk. Brother Vasiliev is sending heartfelt greetings. Brother Geretsky from Shoti Vodi and Brother Ignatov from Russia, Yezd, and other brothers and sisters are extending heartfelt greetings. Then We ask, when all the greetings are read to you, then we ask that the parents are coming to the front with their children for a child dedication. After the chorus, please come to the front after the chorus. Let us sing a couple of choruses. Let us start with chorus number one. We come from the east and west. Now, page 40. We come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. We come from the east and west. We come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. Number three. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. See him, look upon his face. Here to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Number two, I love him, I love him. This unites us. We love him because he went to the cross for us, purchasing our salvation. And that's what we want to hear, as yesterday. And not only we, who we are at this place, we have sung in the chorus. It's written here, they come from the east and west. But we sing, we come from the east and west. And that's how it will be. We are not excluded who will be there at the marriage supper. Also, many brothers and sisters are sending greetings. Brother Alberto, Brother Rashidi, Brother Marco, and Sister Sangeta from South America, from Peru, Brother Joey, then from Haiti, Brother Deogracias, from the USA, Brother Bahiti, from Canada, our Brother Isaac, from Australia, Brother Lotika, then from Finland, Brother Anthony, from France, Brother Goma, with all his assembly in Nancy, from Italy, Brother Raffaella and Sister Mary, also Brother Nicola, from India, Brother Jarnel, from Turkey, Brother Joseph Kasadi, from Russia. We have received already the greetings, but also Brother Alexander from Bashkiria is sending greetings. Then from Romania, the church from Aleš, and then Brother Christian from Hungary, Brother Lajos from the Czech Republic, Brother Tomáš from Poland, Brother Maruš from Gabun, Brother Paul from Mozambique, Brother Luis Augusto, Brother Noé and Mateusz from Rwanda, Martin, Brother Chauffeur,
then
This is an island in the Atlantic Ocean, west of Gabon. Then Brother Steve is greeting us from Madagascar, Brother Adrian, Laura, from Cameroon, Brother Marcel, from Benin, Brother Charles, from Uganda, from the refugee camp, Brother Sami and Brother Janvier, from the Ivory Coast, Brother Saleh, Michel, Yapi, Bozo, Katian, Joachim and Trichet, from Burundi, the brethren Martin, Bernard and Ilonidas, from Zimbabwe, Brother Dazi and Nyuasha, from Kenya, Brother Nyagi, from the Congos, Brother Nehemi, Jean-Jacques, Mbala, Jean, Balthazar, Eli, David, Lomboto, Jean-Claude, Antoine, Norak, Ruben, Martin, Samuel. There's no end. Many, many greetings. Justin, Freddy, and finally, the brethren from South Africa, Brother Brian, Brother Lupondo, Brother Tabu, Brother Benjamin, Brother Simele, Lane, Laurent, Cecil, and Aaron. May the Lord bless us all richly. Many, many greetings. It could be that one or two were overseen. Please forgive us. But be sure we receive all the same blessing from the Lord. Now we sing the chorus. We give the glory to Jesus. And then we ask the parents to come to the front with their children. Please stand up. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His love. And tell of His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His wonderful love. Where are they? Is somebody coming? Brother Schmidt, please come today. Which language do you speak? Pardon? Which language do you speak? Brother Schmidt, the whole family wants to be dedicated. Our Heavenly Father, we say thanks to You that people are still there who would like to consecrate themselves to You. If You would be in our midst today, You would do it. Lord in heaven, in Your name we ask You, please bless the children, bless the whole family, strengthen them in the faith, Lord. Lead and guide them for the glory of Your name once again. If You would be in our midst, you would do it. We thank you, Lord, that you are still doing it. Please bless once again. Bless the children. Bless the whole house for the glory and praise of your name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you all. God bless you all. Amen. You may be seated. Let us come now to the proclamation of the precious and holy word. In all the songs, we have heard already, in the choir songs, we have heard the full gospel. Just very powerful. I can nothing for it. But I'm always happy when songs are being sung, which are sung all over the earth by all the believers. They can tune in. The songs which are coming from the charismatic surroundings, I can do nothing with them. Only with the songs which came forth from revivals, where the kernel is being hit of the Bible, where it comes to the kernel. We have heard it in the word of introduction. And this we may say here honestly and sincerely, we can confess before our God, Jesus Christ and the accomplished work of redemption is the center of our proclamation. Not only message, or the prophet has said, but the full gospel, the full salvation which God has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have heard all the greetings again, also phone calls from everywhere, from Australia, USA, and from everywhere. Already early in the morning, the people who are now believing, they are blessed, and the word of the Lord is being revealed to them. They just tune in with all their heart and they receive what God has given unto us. Now, we will join to that. We will connect to that what we heard yesterday. Just briefly, we go into details. Brothers and sisters, it's just so mighty. We have both in the Holy Scripture, in the Old and in the New Testament, the promises for Israel, the promises for the New Testament church. And then we have Bible prophecies which are being fulfilled in our time. As we read yesterday from Isaiah 30, verse 26, and then all the other scriptures we added, that in that time in which the Lord God bindeth up the bruise of his people Israel, and when he healeth the stroke of their wound, then the sun, the light of the sun shall be sevenfold. Brothers and sisters, we were reading it in Luke 21. That there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. And we added the scripture to it, which show us that before our eyes, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. And that what God foretold in the Old and New Testament, that it becomes a reality before our very eyes. Brother Tati, he told me just before, it would be good the climate conference in Madrid to let them know this scripture, because regardless of what kind of things the governments are doing, whether the farmers, we all heard it, also in the automotive industry, whatever they do, it will be fulfilled. What is written? The light of the sun shall be sevenfold. The sun will not take any regard to them. It will happen as it is written. How grateful we can be, brothers and sisters, that before our very eyes, Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. And the difference between prophecies in general, which is being fulfilled, and between the promises which God has given, the promises are always personal. Bible prophecies is being fulfilled worldwide, but the promises are being fulfilled only in them who believe God's word and God's promises. And brothers and sisters, before we deepen ourselves in the word, I would like to welcome all of you very warmly. Today, we have, for the first time, we have a brother in our midst from Riga. Riga, the capital of Lettland. There, decades ago, I preached there, in Lettland, Litauen, Eastland, everywhere. The message was proclaimed, and we just welcome our brother from Riga in a very special way, and all brothers from Mozambique, from Angola, from Africa, from all the continents, our brother Kashimir from Poland, all brothers from Czech Republic, from Slovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, from all of East and Western Europe. We are very grateful to our Lord God that it is possible to still travel and that the doors are still open and that we can continue the proclamation which the Lord has commissioned to us, bringing it to the people of God, so that all in this time can know what God promised. Now let me read two scriptures before we continue to go into the word. The first scripture from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, chapter 31. Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 23. May God bless all translators, and especially our beloved brother Claudio Miskis, and all brothers who travel from far and to come to translate. May God give you all the grace. Now, Deuteronomy 31, verse 23. And he gave Joshua, the son of Nun, a charge and said, a charge, a commission. Be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land, which I swear unto them. And I will be with thee. Amen. Before Moses went to Mount Nebo, and then when he was called home, he was together with Joshua. And the Lord, at the time of Moses, he spoke with Joshua and he gave him the instruction, as written here, giving a commission, a charge, a commission to bring the children of Israel into the land of promise. The calling out, the Exodus, under Moses, and the going in under Joshua. The Ark of the Covenant was there on the shoulders of the men of God, and the Lord was with his people. And as it is written here, the Lord himself gave him a charge. That's what's all about, brothers and sisters. In the kingdom of God, the faithful Lord must give a commission, a charge, so that one knows precisely what must be done. Then, in Joshua chapter 1, here we read, Joshua 1, verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. Just very, very powerful that the Lord himself encouraged his servant, not only giving him a charge, a commission, but giving him the promise, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, all the days of thy life. It will be thus. And we see, when we read on later on, that the Lord truly confirmed his word and giving the entering of the land of promise, into the land of promise. Beloved brothers and sisters, we must say it in the presence of God. We have arrived in the last period of time, and we thank the Lord God for it, that he has given commissions, giving instructions, and that he was with us by his grace until this very day. Now, not referred to myself, but as sure as Joshua, already at the time of Moses, had part in that what God was doing. He was an eyewitness. He was an ear witness. He has become an ear witness of that. So also the Lord God has also led it in our time. This was not my decision. This was the decision of the Lord. And we are just so grateful for it, that this period of time we can consciously we can witness it by the commission of God. Because the promise which God has given is of course valid and must find its fulfillment and has found its fulfillment so far, that the Lord has sent a prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord would break forth. And this the Lord has fulfilled by His grace. And when we read in the book of Acts chapter 3 of our Lord, Him the heavens must receive until the time in which, until the times of restitution of all things. God foretold and promised everything. And then He was watching over His word to fulfill it at the right time. And brothers and sisters, as sure as God was with Moses, and then as He was with Joshua, so sure Brother Branham was the God-sent prophet in our time. And as sure as God used him to bring the last message, namely the perfect Word of God revealed by the Holy Spirit, so sure we have carried on the Word into all the world. And as we read yesterday, the Word of the Lord remains forever. And this is the Word which we preached unto you. The same applies to us in this time. And we may say with all our hearts, we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but we were following the precious and holy Word of God, which was revealed to us by the same Holy Spirit which rested on the apostles and prophets when they received the inspiration and when they had to write down the word. The same Holy Spirit rests upon us. And the same word is being revealed to us by the same Holy Spirit. Then it's really on my heart, brothers and sisters, that all, also all the newcomers, really, that they come to the true faith, experiencing their preparation by His grace. Especially all the youth who grew up in believing parents, by believing parents. Brothers and sisters, this is the time in which it must be fulfilled, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all who are afar off. To them applies the promise. May all the young people in all the families find grace with God to call upon the name of the Lord, personally calling upon the name, because thus it is written, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May it be thus in all houses, in all of us, young and old, may it happen. Then the word from Hebrews, chapter 4. Hebrews, chapter 4. Here we read in verse 1. And this really always touches my heart, especially the last part of it. Lest any of you turns out to be left behind. If you would know what this word has in weight for me, that all who heard the word of God from my mouth in this time, all who hear it, that they believe it with all their hearts, making their personal experiences of salvation, experiencing their conversion, renewing, new birth, and up to the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Experiencing it personally. Because here it is written, of course, Hebrews 4, verse 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise. It's always about the promise, lest a promise being left of us entering into his rest. Is it unfulfilled with you? Or did you enter into his rest? Did you find peace with God? Can you say, as we've heard in the word of introduction, can you confess, my letter of requirements is torn into pieces? Do you believe that you were delivered from the power of Satan, fully redeemed, fully delivered, and that the Lord, our Redeemer, has bruised the head of the serpent, that he has taken away the power of death, and that he went forth as the victor of Calvary, rose from the dead, triumphing over everything, and could cry out, to me is given all the power in heaven and on earth. So, the promise, entering into his rest, this promise is not yet fulfilled with all. May this day be used worldwide, that all find peace with God, that all experience their forgiveness of their sins, conversion, that it might be fulfilled in them, and even your sin would be red as scarlet. It shall become whiter than the snow. Nothing is left. Although Satan comes and accuses us, just rebuke him, show him the way. The elect are pardoned by God once for all. And we may trust the Lord that he, by grace, will make all things well with all of us. Let us take it to heart, what we just read. And then we once again look into the Epistle of Peter. Beloved brothers and sisters, it's just so important that we hear God's word, that we receive it by faith, that we make our personal, getting our personal connection to God, and that we all, whatever God's word tells us, that we really take it to heart. There are also brothers who tell me, Brother Frank, you should become more personally in your sermons. You should tell the women what they have to do. Dear brothers and sisters, if the Lord God, through all the sermons of Brother Branham, and please pardon me, excuse me, when I say this here now, for the women, he had a special commission. This goes back to the Garden of Eden. This goes back to the first beguiling of Eve in the Garden of Eden. In one sermon, Brother Branham, he rebuked the women 224 times. He mentioned them. If this is not sufficient, and if our precious sisters cannot read in the Bible what God tells them, Who am I? The Lord God called me to proclaim the plan of salvation of God worldwide. The personal things is left to all the brothers in the local churches to read the book of Acts, to read the epistles of the apostles, to know what the Lord has to say to the married women and to the unmarried women, and what he had to say to the men and husbands, even up to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, what he has to say to them, where one part is believing and the second part is unbelieving. Tell me, what did God forget? What did God not say? Everything is written. And all can really read up everything. And it's really good for us if all brothers, also now at all places, would read the epistles of the apostles together, reading them together. Just reading the epistles together so that all can deepen themselves into that what is written. Because God has brought us back to the Word and also to the obedience, to the faith and to the obedience. To Him be the thanks and the glory for it. Now, also in 2 Peter, we have the mighty words. Let us read them once again. In Zurich, we spoke about it just 1 week ago. 2 Peter, chapter 1. 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter 1 from verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Being partakers of the divine nature. Here we have a wonderful, a such a deep word of God. All of us, by nature, we received everything for all the natural realms, 5 senses to have an orientation in the natural life. But then we read here that the Lord has taken care for it to take us out from all what is happening naturally, what wants to rule us naturally, that we are pulled out of it, and that we are partakers of the divine nature by the precious promises, so that the virtues can be manifested in us by His grace. What shall we say, brothers and sisters? Did you all receive this? That it's about the promises. True faith is anchored in the promises of God. Only after the Lord God gave the promise to Abraham, then he could only believe, and then he could be obedient. So, being partakers of the divine nature, the new divine life is being manifested in us by His grace. And then it is being listed here From verse 5, it's written. And here we have the point. Because we were partakers of the divine nature, and our five senses, we were pulled out of the corruption. And now we received the divine nature, being partakers. Then verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And then all the seven spiritual virtues are listed. Self-control. Everything is listed which belongs to the new life. And then it's written in verse 9, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Brothers and sisters, we are grateful to God, grateful with all our hearts, that we received the forgiveness, the reconciliation, the renewing, the new birth, everything we received by faith, accepting it, experiencing it personally. And I tell you, dear brothers and sisters, I tell you, let us give alone God the glory for it. Everything had happened when our Lord cried out on the cross of Calvary, "It is finished." Amen. In that moment, everything took place. And as we heard yesterday and today, that we died, crucified with Christ, that we were rising with him unto a new life. This is a divine fact. One fact after the other fact. Being crucified with him, dying with him, being buried with him, rising together with him, already glorified with him. This is the accomplished work of redemption of our God, the perfect redemption which was given to us by his grace. And because we found grace in the sight of God, to believe now what God ordained for this period of time, that's what's all about. Let us say it once again, as already last night. All have their own churches, all have their own doctrines, their traditions. In the course of 2,000 years, oh, what kind of things happened? The church in the Roman Empire came up, and also, even before the Reformation, one revival after one revival. And brothers and sisters, if we look now, oh, from every revival, a denomination came forth, and all established what they believe, be it 500 years, be it 400 years, 300 years, all remained on their standpoint until this very day. And if we then look at the religions, my friend Hans Keck, he showed me a photograph from Abu Dhabi, where in the greatest mosque, Islamic mosque, it's written, Mary, the mother of Jesus. In the greatest mosque, all churches, all denominations, all religions, all are joining now, uniting. Doesn't matter what they believe and how they believe. And then they say, of course, we believe all in the same God. And this is not correct at all. And I tell you, with a sincere heart, all of you, you know, I also preached in Indonesia, the greatest, the largest Muslimic country on earth. And there in Jakarta, I cannot tell you what went on in me. Every time when I said God, the interpreter said Allah. Every time. And Allah, Allah, Allah. Until I really got enough. I got enough. And I just said, listen, say Elohim, but not Allah. Because Allah is not part of the Bible. Allah belongs into the Quran. And for the glory of God, I may say that God prepared the way into the university, that I met Dr. Litoe, and that we really reached the point that the whole Bible was reprinted in the thousands of times the word Allah was written. And in the new Bible, it's only written Elohim. Not a single time it's written Allah anymore. The Bible is in my office. We are really grateful to God for it. And in the same way, with the people of the Trinity, when they say, we believe in the same God in which Israel believes. No, they believe that God from eternity on existed as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. As persons, they existed in eternity. But the Bible speaks only of one eternal God. Not of a Trinity. Not of a triunity. And I say it with pain. When I preached in the German Pentecostal Church, in the headquarters, I was there. And then there was a building, a room, in which all who wanted to go to the Bible school, they had to make their names, they had to give their names and things. On the first page was the text, the Trinity. And then there stood the word from Proverbs 8, thou art the first of the creation of God, in reference to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The first of the creation of God. From Proverbs 8, the verse you can all find. It's just a deception and again deception in all the churches was done. And the doctrine of the Trinity and the triune baptism was continuing and continuing until into our time. But then God has sent his servant and prophet, Brother Branham. Let me say it here, so that it is said, all who are baptized in the triune formula, they must be rebaptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I had to do it. 1948, I was baptized into the Trinity. But after we heard what Brother Branham has preached from the Holy Scripture, we all were rebaptized according to the Word of God to take away the curse from us and to receive the blessing from the mighty God. So, here it is written, to have part in the divine nature, namely by the precious promises which God has given to us by His grace. Then, it continues in verse 14, knowing Peter gave the admonitions, knowing that shortly I must put off this, my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, verse 15, moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my disease, to have these things always in remembrance. The Lord God could use the apostles to write down so that we have the divine information about every biblical subject, about every biblical doctrine, about everything. God didn't forget anything. Everything is written in the Bible. And we are grateful for it with all our hearts. Then we can all read on, especially verse 17, the second part of verse 17. There came such a voice to him, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Brothers and sisters, all of us, we know what is written in Matthew 3, verse 17, what is written in Matthew 17, verse 5. What really touches me so mightily is what Peter has written in verse 18. This voice which sounded from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. So powerful. The three apostles were present when this mighty voice sounded. The supernatural cloud descended. Moses and Elijah appeared. And then the mighty voice addressed to our Lord and Savior, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Time and again, we heard this word and we read it, yes. Hear ye him. Do you know what then happened? Peter wanted to build three cottages. And when they looked around, nobody was there anymore. No Moses, no Elijah. Only Jesus alone. We thank the Lord God for it, that we didn't stop at Moses and Elijah, not stopping at Brother Branham. They were leading us to the Lord. And we see no one anymore, but only Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is the center of our proclamation. Amen. Now just verse 20, here it's written of the men of God, of the prophets. Verse 19, we have the text, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. although the supernatural cloud came down, when the voice sounded, when this happens, what God is doing by His grace, back to the Word, back to the Word of prophecy. For we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Because of these mighty experiences, they of course didn't deviate from the Word, but they were brought back into the Word. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. We possess it. Whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Brothers and sisters, I really believe that all of us, we found grace in the sight of God, and that by faith and obedience, we experience our preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. Let us read verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. This is one of the most powerful places, also for the brothers who refer to Brother Branham. They really have to take it to heart. Not a single prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, not one. But it always must be seen in its fulfillment. Let us summarize of what is about today. Let us come back to Deuteronomy 31. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will help you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that what he said at that time, brothers and sisters, we didn't invent anything until this very day. We never told you a lie, not one. Everything what was reported took place as the Lord has said it, as He commanded it. And this we just passed on. Also that, at the end of the year, this is our last meeting in this year, I, with 29 years, on the 2nd of April, 1962, did I have any idea of a message, of a promise? Did I have an idea of the plan of salvation of God? Did I have an idea that God would send a prophet? As all the others, I was in the Free Pentecostal Church. I was preaching. And then came this mighty day. A divine commission was given when I heard for the first time the all-penetrating, commanding voice of the Lord. With these ears, I heard it. You don't know what is connected with such a commission. The responsibility that now, in the church, no false teaching, no interpretation, nothing, and again, nothing may be there. That only the Lord God can reveal His Word, and no own interpretation has any place. And also this, brothers and sisters, that what the Lord said at the first time, what kind of an idea did I have of a denomination? What idea did I have at all? I was 29 years old. Now I'm almost 86. But when the Lord spoke the commanding words, "My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word." I just fell down to the left side. I was lying on the carpet from the power of the voice. And then I could stand up and I looked again to the window and I said, "Beloved Lord, they will not hear me. They have all things in plenty." And then the answer, "My servant, the time comes when they will hear you. Store in the food, for a famine is coming." You all know. But then, especially the last two instructions, "My servant, do not establish any local churches and don't publish a songbook, for it is the sign of a denomination." Let us look into all the denominations. All have their songbook. Methodists, Adventists, Sabbathists, Pentecostals, all Lutherans, all have their own songbook because they all are a denomination, a church. But the Lord builds His church, not a church. He builds His own church. And so we thank the Lord God that in Krefeld we are no headquarter. Absolutely not. Jeffersonville is perhaps a headquarter. We are not a headquarter. We are just the place, the site which the Lord has prepared. He has given instructions to buy the property, to purchase the land. He has given instructions how things should be built. He has given instructions how the neighboring property had to be purchased. Giving instructions that everything is found in the will of God by His grace. But no one may refer to us. All must refer to the Lord God and His word. And many times we said it, brothers and sisters, the true proclamation does not connect the preacher with the people, but by the proclamation, the people are connected with God. Just connected with God. Let us summarize. We see what is happening on the earth, how the Lord foretold it, the signs in sun, moon, and stars. Everything takes place until it will be sevenfold, that the sun, the light of the sun shall be sevenfold when the Lord God finishes His work with His people Israel. And brothers and sisters, after this happens, we read in the Word of God, "And the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon turns into blood." We can read everything in the Word of God. We're just so grateful that we can pass on. Also that with the experiences of salvation, as I had to emphasize, although we cannot always go into personal things, but what we have to do is we must make our personal experiences of salvation. We have to point to it. Everything else the Lord will do, and He will take care for it. Everything what He says to the husbands, to the men, to the women, to the elders, to the deacons, everything what is written, what He has to tell everyone, this is still valid today, and we take it to heart. But our commission is to proclaim the whole counsel of God, the whole plan of salvation of our God, to proclaim it and to tell mankind that God has fulfilled His word. And as He has sent John the Baptist to forerun the first coming of Christ, and brothers and sisters, let me say this once again in the name of the Lord, as sure as John the Baptist told his listeners who believed his message, he could tell them, I baptize you with water unto repentance. After me comes the one. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So sure, all who believed the message, they have the promise, and they were on the day of Pentecost present, when 3,000 people experienced what happened in Jerusalem, when the fulfillment of the promise of the prophet Joel took place. In the last days, saith the Lord, there I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And since the first outpouring on the day of Pentecost, the same promise was given to all the believers up to Ephesians 1, verse 13, that we were sealed with a spirit of promise because we believed the word of truth. But as sure as John the Baptist at that time, he could say, you were told, and they received it. And in the same way it will be now. All who believe the divine message now, they will have part in the last outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God keeps what He promises. He watches over His precious and holy word. And whatever He said, this takes place. Also this, we said here a couple of times when Brother Branham saw the huge wheat field together with weeds, and all were crying for rain, weeping for rain, and then the rain came upon the wheat and upon the tares. Let us say it very clearly here. Also, in all of the charismatic revival, which happened since 1946, worldwide, it took place, these revivals. How many spirit baptisms took place there? Oh, how many? And people remained on their own ways, in their own doctrines, in the Trinity, all. Also in the Trinity doctrine, all great evangelists which witnessed Brother Branham's ministry, all remained there where they were. Although they all claimed to have received the Holy Spirit, to have experienced the Lord. And then it came to fulfillment. The rain falls up on the just and upon the unjust. And the sun shines upon the evil and upon the good. On their fruits ye shall know them. And here with the Bible, before me. I tell you, as true as God lives, I saw the overripe wheat field. And what really stood out to me at the first moment, that not a single tear, not one thistle was there, not one. The new combine stood there, and the wheat field was before me, not a single tear. The latter rain for which we are waiting for will no more fall in the denominations and in the charismatic meetings. It will fall upon the people of God who were called out, who were separated, who were purified and cleansed and sanctified. With this, God will finish his work of redemption in our time. And together with James, we can say out of conviction, James chapter 5, we can say, verse 7, he emphasized it, that the Lord really will send early and latter rain together. And with Peter, we can confess, the Lord is not slack with his promise, but he has patience until the last ones are added. May also this weekend serve for the purpose that all worldwide are convinced by God himself in such a way that we preach the holy word of God by the commission of God, passing on the gospel. That in our time, the divine plan of salvation takes its course and comes to its end. And we will experience the completion by his grace as the blood-bought flock sanctified in the word of truth. And by the Holy Spirit, we were sealed unto the day of the glorious return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, just one word in closing, addressed to all who are not yet baptized biblically. As far as one can see, probably the sun is shining and we can always baptize. We have the possibility to it. We can also wait, but may all make use of this opportunity to consecrate their lives to the Lord. And it's really written, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who doesn't believe and who is not baptized shall be condemned. Faith and baptism belongs together. Even our Lord and Savior said, it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. And so, he was baptized. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord God, also that, what was said here in a very simple way, what was presented here, may it really become great and important to all of us. Namely, that we get the connection to that what God is doing right now. Amen. And that with December 1965, not everything stopped, but a new period of time started. And we may thank our Lord God for it with all our hearts. All the world has heard of what God has promised for this time. And by grace, he prepared it for his people. Let us say it once again. It's really the most important period of time. And the decision which we make now, we will take over into eternity. May all May all find grace in the sight of God. May they consecrate their lives to the Lord. May they receive the forgiveness of their sins. May they thank the Lord for it. And always, Psalms 103, having before their eyes, who forgiveth thee all thy sins and who healeth all thy diseases. May today happen forgiveness of sins. May today happen deliverance of bondages. May today healings take place. Healings take place. The Lord is, of course, the same. He heals, He delivers, and He heals. He has come to set the captives free and to save the lost. Let us say it once again. He builds His church, and as bridegroom, He calls out His bride. And all who have an ear to hear what the Spirit says unto the churches, they will believe and they will receive and accept. And they experience their preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us stand up and let us thank the Lord together. If the two sisters have still a song, it would be nice if they would sing us a song. And all of us, we remain in silent prayer in the presence of God. Let me ask, can you believe that God has sent the last message? Can you believe that Brother Branham was a promised prophet? Can you believe that the message, that the food was stored in and now is being given out as the Lord has ordained it? Thus everything took place. And who is born of God, he will hear God's word and he will believe it with all his heart. Even your sins would be red as scarlet. It shall become white as snow. Though your sin would be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Though your sin would be red as scarlet, it shall be white as snow. Soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee. Hear the voice which invites you. Be converted to God. Hear the voice which invites you. Be converted. He is full of mercy. His faithfulness is great. Hear the voice. Hear the voice which invites you. Repent. Be converted to God. Repent. He forgiveth trespasses and he does not remember sin anymore. He forgiveth trespasses and does not remember sin anymore. Come to him, ye who labor and are heavy laden. With him there's rest. He forgiveth trespasses. He forgiveth trespasses and does not remember sin anymore.
Und gedenkt der Sünden nicht.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks be to the Lord. We have read it from Hebrews 4, verse 1. There is a rest. There is a rest to the people of God. Whoever has not yet found peace with God, whoever has not yet the assurance that your sins are forgiven and that the Lord has received and accepted you, beloved, feel free. We are here in the presence of God. And once again, it shall be emphasized what is written in the first verse, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. This reminds us to Matthew 25. In verse 10 it's written, and those who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. And then came the foolish who at their time did not receive and accept, who just remained on the way, not walking the way until the end with the Lord by faith and obedience. And therefore, we have to emphasize, there is a rest for them. We are ready to pray for all of you who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord. Especially, I think today, on all the young people, the youth, who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord, who have it very difficult, whether at school, whether it be in the profession, in the everyday life. The youth has it very difficult. And the best would be if we would pray for all the youth now. Please come to the front. And we sing the chorus, Just As I Am. The first ones are coming, Just As I Am. Please come now. We will pray. Come, come. Beloved, this is the day which the Lord has made in particular for you. We feel with you. We know what kind of trials and tests you have to stand out there and what kind of things are happening today at school and at the professions. In the everyday life, we know what's going on there. Take your stand. Although many things are said and done, do not have any agreement. Don't agree with them. Let them do what they like. You have received and accepted the Lord. And to you and us applies, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Ye are redeemed. Ye are children of God. Ye are not only children of men, but ye are, by faith, in the finished work of redemption, the Lord has made out of children of men, children of God. Already the promise, ye who are not my people, ye shall be called sons and daughters of the living God. And this is the direct self-revelation of God in the Son, that we, in the Son of God, we receive the adoption as sons and daughters of God, so that he can be the firstborn among many brethren. Oh, beloved, if we would take all these scriptures, if we summarize them, oh, God has done so great things for us. To him be the glory and the praise with all our hearts. You accepted and received the Lord, and now we will pray a consecration prayer together. Are there today some who would like to be baptized? Are there some? No baptism. Okay. Pardon? All do not understand the language? We will see. One brother would like to be baptized. One. All right. Afterward, we can do it. There's also one. They can remain. Let us once again sing, Just As I Am. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Lord Almighty God, we are in your presence, gathered. We have heard your precious and holy word, and by faith we received and accepted it. And I pray with all my heart, give to all the youth, in particular, grace to stand in the everyday life, to have the connection with you. And if somewhere something should take place, may they return back to you, because the blood is still on the mercy seat, on the lid of the Ark of the Covenant. Our Lord and Savior is still the high priest who entered with his own blood into the Holy of Holies. Be God dedicated after spirit, soul, and body. May your lives be found in the will of God. May on this day a consecration take place in the presence of the Almighty God. Be God the Lord dedicated as the blood-bought multitude, justified by faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Ye are pardoned, and you may enter into the rest of God. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. And we pray now for all of the meeting. Great God, the time is running, is far spent. The year is coming to its end. Yes, the time of grace is coming to its end. Oh Lord, call the last ones out. Be merciful to your people, and may all who are of God, may they hear your voice, and may they follow you by faith. Be dedicated to the Lord God for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You can be seated now. Afterward, we call you again. You may be seated. Afterward, we call only those who would like to be baptized. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Yes, we are grateful to our Lord God. Today, we have a very special opportunity to thank our Lord for that, what He is doing everywhere. But today, especially in the Portuguese-speaking countries, and we just announce here that our beloved brother Miskis and Brother Oleg, they will start their journey tomorrow to Brazil to bring the message there. And we wish our brother Claudio Miskis with all our hearts, we wish you God's blessing. We are grateful that he truly, what God has done through Brother Helmut Miskis, that he just can continue it with a wonderful way. It's continuing through our brother Claudio and through our brethren, especially through Brother Oleg. And we just give you heartfelt greetings with you. Heartfelt greetings to all in all of the country, Brazil. In the moment, we nowhere have so many TV programs and radio programs as in Brazil right now. From one end up to the other end, the people are being reached now and are being acquainted with that, what God has promised for this time. We are grateful to the Lord God. Afterward, we will ask Brother Oleg to come for prayer, and Brother Miskis, if he can come. Is our choir still here? Can you please sing us a song for the glory of God? I don't know how you feel. The presence of God is here. Receive it by faith. Believe it and accept it. And you will leave this place with a full blessing. Yes, the singers are coming. To the Lord be the thanks. Also for the choir leader, for all the singers. To the Lord be the thanks for all in the technic, for all the translators. May God bless with Brother Erwin Pacheco. God be with Brother Etienne Genton. God be with Brother Jean Lambert. In a very special way, God bless you, our brother Jean Labert. God bless all our brothers, all who are translating. Yes, may God bless us all and be with all of us. Israel, sing of my Redeemer. And his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered. From the curse to set me free. Sing, O sing, of my Redeemer. With his blood, he purchased me. On the cross, he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save in his boundless love and mercy. The ransom freely gave. Sing, O sing, of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer. His triumphant power I tell. How the victory he giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, O sing, of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Amen. Sing, O sing, of my Redeemer. Praise and thanks, praise and thanks be to our Lord. Now we are coming slowly to the end. May the faithful God finish his work which he started in us unto the day of his glorious return. Let us say it once again. Please ask the Lord, each one of us personally, say, beloved Lord, let me be part of it. I want to be part of it when you will come again to take your own home. And add to it, I don't want to belong to them who are left behind. Tell it to the Lord from the depth of your heart, and you will see the Lord God answers the prayer. Now, we will come to the end. It's Brother Oleg. Where's Brother Miskis? Does he also come? And then we will extend greetings to all brothers. Our brother to Riga. Our brother to Mozambique. Wherever you are coming from. Our brother from Poland. Heartfelt greetings to all in Poland. Really, everywhere. In all places, in all countries. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon you. And greet all and take blessing. Come, both of you, come please. These are our two brothers who will travel tomorrow to Brazil. And together we'll pray and commit them into the grace of God so that the Lord can use them in the greatest country of South America, using them mightily, making them a blessing. We stand up. Firstly, we pray for you. First, we pray for you. Come, Brother Schmidt, come. Lord Almighty God, give grace to this journey. Be with our two brothers. Bless them. Use them. And make them a blessing. We thank you for it. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, truly the presence of God is in our midst. We were blessed richly through His Word. He has gathered us in His love. And when we read these words, that He came to save the sinners through the conversion, and that He first loved us, we just can thank Him. And that our soul shall eternally praise our Lord through His grace, through His faithfulness. He has chosen us. We were chosen before the foundation of the world. And we thank for every ministering brother whom He has put into His church, for they are a blessing for the people of God. May the Lord give them strength. Our beloved brother Frank and each minister of the word, that he might be blessed by God. Dear brothers and sisters, the only thing what we can do is to be available for the Lord. And we trust that he will lead everything wonderfully. And this we can say. I can say, it pleased the Lord to take my brother home. And then he has given me another brother here. That until today, people are reached. And there are testimonies who never heard of a prophet. They are coming out of the denominations. The last ones are found now. We hear of them. To the Lord be the praise for it. He has sent his servants and ministers at all times. And the word does not return void. Please, pray for this matter. Pray so that his victory might be manifested for his glory and praise. This is all. We're just so grateful. To the Lord be the thanks and the worship, now and forever. Amen. Now we ask quickly, all who would like to be baptized, to come to the front. And we sing together, Jesus is the victor. Jesus is the victor over death. Jesus is the victor. He makes all things well. Jesus is the victor throughout all eternity. For me, the Lord Jesus has won the victory. Hallelujah. I'm redeemed by his blood. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so happy. Hallelujah. The Savior is mine. Hallelujah. How wonderful it is to be saved. So, beloved, you consecrated your life to the Lord. How old is this young man? Pardon? He has already children. He's old enough. Beloved, Brother Ziegler, then we will ask you today to come. I don't know. Pardon? You will translate? Okay. Where's our brother Eric Schmidt? Very nice that you are going to be baptized now. You make a covenant of a good conscience with God. Really? In the full and perfect faith to have been died, crucified with Christ, so that you can also say, now I live no more, but Christ lives his life through me. Lord Almighty God, please bless this baptism now. Bless all of your blood-bought multitude. Bless worldwide, O Lord. And we thank you together also for this weekend. And we thank you that your word does not return void, but that it accomplishes for what you have sent it for. Beloved Lord, lift up thy countenance over us and give us all your peace. May no one bypass this weekend. May all be saved. May all be healed. May all be delivered. May all be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Bless also our brother and our brothers when they travel to Brazil. Bless all brothers who are ministering with the word. All who give out the spiritual food. Blessing all peoples, tongues, and nations. To you, the only God, to the Almighty God, we say thanks for everything in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we go for baptism. We sing Hallelujah, be praised. Hallelujah. Be praised. The Lord has blessed us.